I loved hearing the tunnel make an echo of my voice. It's too bad that the field didn't do that too.
That's really cool. But when it comes to God's love, are you like the tunnel? It's a great day here at Keys for Kids, and I hope that you're doing well. My name is Zach. Just like your voice will echo in a tunnel, your life should echo God's love like we see in the Bible. When you follow God, people will see how you show others the same love He showed you. 1 John 4:19 says this, "We love because He first loved us." Our story today is called Echoes. On a Saturday morning hike, Jude and his father came to the entrance of a tunnel that went under a road. "Hello in there," Jude called out. "Hello." "Hello," came the sound of an echo. "Hello." Jude grinned. "I'm Jude," he shouted. "Jude. Jude. Jude," his voice echoed back. Soon they were through the tunnel and heading across the next open field. "Hello there," yelled Jude once again. But there was no answering echo. Jude laughed. "I knew there wouldn't be an echo out here. I just thought I'd try it anyway." When sound waves hit the hard walls of the tunnel, they bounce back as an echo, Dad explained. Out here in this open space, there aren't any obstacles like that, so the sound keeps going. After a good hike, Jude and Dad headed home. "I hope Izzy and Ella are gone somewhere by the time we get home," Jude told his dad. "They're so annoying." "Well, your sisters have some complaints about you, too. They say you pick on them all the time," replied Dad. "I think all of you should work on getting along with each other." "Oh, come on, Dad," said Jude. "You know what a pain sisters can be. You had three of them." "Yes," said Dad, "and they were a pain at times, but I'm sure they'd tell you how much of a pain I could be, too. Besides, God tells us to love others and live in peace with them. That includes sisters." "I've heard that before," said Jude. "All the time, it seems. Home, church, Bible club. Everyone's always telling me to love others and be kind." "That's because, as Christians, it's important for us to show others the love God has shown us." Dad looked thoughtfully at Jude. "Remember how everything you said in the tunnel echoed back to you? Well, as God's children, our words and actions should echo His. The Bible tells us what God is like and how He sent His own Son to die for us so we could be freed from sin. God showed His perfect love to us through Jesus, and He empowers us to be echoes of that love. Trust Him to help you echo the love of Jesus in your relationships with others, including your sisters." So how about you? Does your life echo the love of God? The Bible tells us of God's great love and how Jesus gave His life to save us from sin and death. If you know Jesus as your Savior, He gives you power through the Holy Spirit to love others the way He does. Look up Galatians 5:22 and 23 to see some ways we show God's love in our relationships, and then trust God to help you be an echo of the love He's shown us. Our key verse is 1 John 4:19.
We love because He first loved us.
And our key thought today, echo God's love. Are you enjoying the Word with Zach summer reading program? If you haven't signed up yet, then I want to let you know we've added another way for you to win prizes this summer. It's called the Word with Zach Treasure Hunt, and you could win a pirate's treasure chest in June, July, and August. Get each week's clue at keysforkids.net/treasure hunt and find the treasures hidden in the Keys for Kids audio or print devotions. Each treasure is another chance to win, so be sure to find all four each month. Join the Word with Zach Treasure Hunt with your mom or dad at keysforkids.net and tap Treasure Hunt in the menu. I'm Zach with Keys for Kids.